Seches Nida, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Haroa Kesem, a woman who is after her period of 7 days, and she's in the 11 days of Ziva, where if she sees a flow during those days, she would potentially become a Zava. So if during those days, Haroa Kesem, if during those days she sees a stain on her undergarment, Harezo Mikolkeles, then her count is messed up. V'choshesh Mishum Zov. She's not certain which day she's up to in her Yumei Ziva, because it's possible that her account became confused, and now she has to be concerned she's potentially a Zava, Diver Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. That's because it's not clear if she saw blood on the undergarment. Is it because that blood was there from today, or from yesterday, or from 2 days ago, or from 3 days ago? It's not certain. Therefore, her count gets messed up because she's not sure which day she saw blood. The Chachamim disagree, and they say Ein baksamim mishum zov, that we are not concerned about ziva from just stains on undergarments. And the reason, the rationale for the Chachamim is because a woman would become a zava only from seeing on three consecutive days, whereas Rebbe Meir would say it's possible that stain was the product of having blood come out of her on three consecutive days. Day one was a stain, day two was a stain, day three was a stain. She only discovered the stain on day three, but she's potentially a zava from that one stain. The Chachamim say that if she has three stains, she's potentially a zava, that we can say each one came from a different day. But if she only has one stain, we are not concerned that's the product of seeing on three consecutive days. Mishnah Yadalid, Haroa Yom Echadasar Ben Ashmashos. A woman who sees on the 11th day during twilight, right? The 11th day entering, the 11th day of her Ziva days, entering the period of her Nida days. It's Tchilas Nida Vesof Nida, Tchilas Ziva Vesof Ziva. The beginning of the Nida days or the end of the Nida days, the beginning of the Ziva days or the end of the Ziva days, or Yom Arbaim Lezachar, during twilight on the 40 days, on the 40th day following giving birth to a male child, V'yom Shmonim L'Nekeva, or twilight on the 80th day after giving birth to a female child, Bein Hashmashos L'Kula, and twilight on all of these time periods, Hare Elu Toos, all of these women become uncertain, their count is thrown off. And so we have to be concerned that they are suffek of a zava, so they have to bring a korban mi suffek, and the korban is not eaten. All of them because their count is thrown off. Amar Rabbi Yoshua says, Ajatem misaknim misashotos, while you're worrying about fixing the women whose count is uncertain, that they're not, because they saw during twilight, they're not sure if the re'iyah is from the day before or from the day after. Tiknuas apikros, you should worry about fixing the women who do know on which day with certainty they saw, but because their pattern is so unusual, they're still not sure when they're a ziva or when they're a zava and when they're a nida. Instead of paying attention so carefully to the women who aren't certain on which day they saw, there are many women who are certain on which day they saw, and their count is still messed up.